The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
While all of that was going on, the world's greatest female boxer of all time has come into the studio and sat down. Katie Taylor, you're so welcome.
A lovely introduction. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for being with us. It's lovely to see you. Yeah, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much. It's great to be home. And it's always amazing to be surrounded by family again. Yeah,
and it's a funny old time for you, you know, thinking about coming to the end of your career. Your life has changed a lot, hasn't it, in recent times?
Yeah, I guess it has. I'm obviously coming up to my retirement fight and now, so I'll be stepping outside of the ring. But I've also got married a couple of years ago as well. I've got an amazing family life back in America also. I'm actually home for the launch of a new brand, Physique, as well. That's kept me busy over the last year also.
So I'm
very, very excited about it.
The intensity that you have lived your life through sport, has it changed a lot now that you have family and marriage? There's so much else going on, I would imagine, in your life, right?
Yeah, there definitely is, but they're all great changes, I think. I've been so focused on I'm boxing for maybe 20 or 25 years
and more
my whole life, exactly. So I think this has been a great change, and I'm so happy that kind of love snuck up on me on the later stage of my career. It's been a great time, a very exciting time for me, and life is great, thank God.
Yeah, and how do you cope with the busyness of family life as well? Because it's a lot, to go from.
It is.
It's just me to look after. There's all these people here now.
I always say I went from living on my own to living with my husband and his five kids. So it's a whirlwind of a change. It's been a hectic change, but it's all great, and it's been a challenge as well at times, but. At the same time, there's nothing like being surrounded by kids, and being surrounded by family, and just having so much life in the house as well.
Yeah, well, you believe really strongly in family and how involved people should be in their families. That's key, isn't it, for you?
That is key. I always say that strong families produce strong societies. And I've had an amazing family life myself growing up, amazing childhood, an amazing support of my own family, and my parents and my siblings have been an incredible support and encouragement for me throughout my whole career. And I want that for this family as well.
Yeah. So, and does sport play a role in that, in how, you know, you manage that support system?
Yeah, I think as long as the kids have a discipline, it doesn't have to be a sport, but some sort of discipline, I think that's very, very important to have an all-round life and to build character, and all of that's so important. So it doesn't have to actually be sport, it's whatever.
Just an interest. Yeah.
An interest or a discipline is very, very important.
Fair enough. And for you then, is the training still as intense as it always has been?
Right now it is actually. I'm still training away and just waiting for some fight news, really. I'm not sure what's happening.
Well, listen, we all are. And there was news last night about the Anthony Joshua fight. I was kind of reading between the lines, and they said about it being a winter fight, possibly in November. So that means that's off the agenda for Croke Park, really.
That's not going to happen at Croke Park. I think that's actually going to happen in Wembley, from what I've heard. So,
okay. Well, we didn't, I mean, your own management said that's not, we didn't want you to be on that card anyway.
Yeah, exactly. I want a headline myself. But
I'm glad to hear it. But look, that's what you deserve, you know? I mean, look what you've achieved. You don't need to be on anyone's undercard.
Well, thank you so much. But it would be an absolute dream, wouldn't it? It feels like the only way to wrap it up, really, would be to end my career on home soil and a big fight in Croke Park. And not just for me, but for everybody else that has spent their hard-earned money supporting me around the world. And I want to put on a performance worthy of their support and encouragement throughout the years as well. I actually just even get emotional thinking about all the stadiums around the world. With the song Olé, Olé, Olé. Imagine hearing 80,000 people in Croke Park singing that song for my last fight. I get goosebumps nearly thinking of it, to be honest. So it will be the icing on the cake for me to end my career here.
So what needs to happen for it to happen? Yeah. Like, what are the pieces that need to fall into place?
Yeah, I think my team are working very hard behind the scenes to try and make that happen. There's obviously so many considerations to making it happen, and we're hoping to hear some news soon. But the meeting that they had a couple of weeks ago, Eddie Hearn and my manager, Brian, were in Croke Park a few weeks ago, and the meeting was very, very positive. So we'll see what happens.
Okay, we'll see what happens. Yeah. I saw Holly Holm's name suggested as an opponent. Do you have a feeling on that, who it should be?
Yeah, I think Holly Holm actually has a fight herself next month. So she has to obviously come get through her fight first. But whoever it is, whether it's Holly Holm or whoever, I'm obviously ready and willing to fight. Whoever that may be, I'll be ready for whatever opponent.
So it's the stadium that matters to you.
The stadium that matters to me.
Venue.
Exactly, exactly. I think this career has been absolutely remarkable. The minute I put on my gloves at 9 or 10 years of age, I don't think anyone could have imagined the career that I've had, from becoming an Olympic champion to becoming an undisputed champion. I don't think anybody could have imagined this, really, headlining stadiums like Madison Square Garden. But Croke Park feels like the only way to actually end all this amazing career I've had.
Well, when I think about you pretending to be a boy.
Yeah, exactly.
To breaking all of that ground for women. Like, it's just incredible what you've achieved. Can you appreciate that now, or will it take some time?
I think they're the things I'm actually the most proud of, that they're real change that will provide real opportunities for the next generation of female fighters. And even when I had this dream as a kid to be an Olympic champion, that was in a sport that yet existed in the Olympic Games. So there's a fine line between faith and insanity, but kids have an amazing hope, an amazing resilience and hope. But it's something that we actually lose as adults. But I had this hope and this dream as a kid to be an Olympic champion, and my whole childhood was based around this dream. And having to pretend to be a boy to fight in front of the Olympic Committee to showcase women's boxing, it's been really, really amazing that we're in this position today, where it's been an amazing progress basically in one generation.
And then when you go home to Bray, I'm sure you've seen on the side of the Ballywaltrim Community Centre the lovely the mural there.
Myself and Dana Morehouse. It's amazing. It's a beautiful beautiful mural. And it's funny to look at, isn't it? It's strange to look at my own face on these buildings, but what an amazing privilege.
Yeah, and of course then you have all the girls and boys who are training, you know, not just in Bray, but all over Ireland, inspired by what you did. That's another part of the legacy that's there for you to cherish, I'm sure.
Yeah, absolutely. You realise that the reward is multiplied when you're not just opening the door for yourself, but you get to hold the door open for the next generation of female fighters. And we have an amazing women's boxing team in this country now, and it's remarkable, isn't it, the success that we've had over the last few years.
So given that the last fight hopefully will happen in the summer or in September, are you even thinking about winding down now? Like, how are you managing that? Do you get help with it?
Yeah, I don't feel like I need help, but I think I'm going to be the type of fighter who wants to retire. I'm going to retire and just enjoy the fruits of my labour. And I'm going to have had so many different projects going on anyway with this new brand that I even have.
Yeah, I see it there. Yeah, Physique. So you're moving into business, into entrepreneurship. Yeah. So it sounds to me like you're sort of comfortable with this thing, the boxing career coming to an end, as huge as it has been. Do you feel like it's time?
I do feel like it's time. I think, like I said, this journey has been so tough and so hard. And over the last year, I've kind of been thinking about the next steps, and this is why I've been working so hard on this brand over the last year. I actually happen to love fizzy drinks. This is actually a healthy soda.
But Katie Taylor loves fizzy drinks.
It's terrible. But I very rarely get a chance to drink them, because you can't be putting junk in your body. So why don't we make a healthy soda?
So what is that physique that you have in front of you?
So this is a healthy soda that's full of magnesium, high in fiber, vitamin D, and it's also a prebiotic, but it also tastes fantastic. And
is it sweet?
It's beautiful. Yeah, I can taste some of it if you want. But this is alongside Ashton and Bree McGann, who are
throw it over here. I'm going to taste it. Why not?
Yes.
So you put your this is not just you putting your name to it, is it? Have you worked on everything that goes into this?
I have worked on everything that goes into this. And Ashton,
just got to drive straight in. So what does it taste of now? Watermelon, lime and mint.
Yeah.
Okay. Like a cocktail.
Yeah, exactly. But
oh, it is. It's lovely.
It's great, isn't it? And these are from the founders of Asisu, who are an Irish wellness brand who are known for their better for you drinks, really. So I've worked with them over the last year working on this brand, and it's actually going live in the market this week, this drink is. So we're super excited about it. We've worked so hard on it, and It's a new venture that I'm on, and so yeah. I'm going from athlete to businesswoman.
And how do you feel about that, about being a businesswoman? Yeah. Are you into it, like?
I am. I think the thing that I've found most interesting is that some of the characteristics that actually make you a top athlete are some of the characteristics that actually make you a top business person as well. You have to be willing to grind and hustle. You have to have determination. You have to be able to pick yourself up after setbacks. You have to humble yourself under failure. You have to know the competition and be willing to go for it and work harder. And there's obviously a specific set of skills that you need in this particular domain as well. That's why you're partner with people like Ashton and Brian to have that expertise as well. I bring my set of skills, they bring theirs, and together we create fantastic products.
But I'd say you're going to be careful with your name and your brand as well.
Absolutely, yeah. There's obviously I've been a full-time athlete for over 20 years now, and you can imagine during that time that lots of brands have contacted me to partner with them, but I very rarely say yes, because when I'm partnering with a brand that's going to involve my time and my energy, I try to ask myself two questions: what's the culture like and what's the vision like? And I feel like you can really get a sense of the organization with those two questions. And I feel like with Ashton and Breen, after spending so much time with them, what I got a sense of is their culture of honesty. They're so authentic. That's only something that you get from a family-run business.
Yeah, which is important to you.
And that's,
when the career does come to an end, whatever date that is this year, Katie, will you eat what you want then? Will you relax?
I know, I have to definitely kind of relax and enjoy my life a bit more now. But no, I actually love the feeling of being healthy though.
Do you?
Yeah, I can.
So you'll keep the training up to a certain extent?
I definitely will keep the training up to a certain extent. I think it's a great feeling to be in shape and to be fit, and I'm not going to let myself go too much, but I will enjoy my life for
sure. You won't be diving into a box of chocolates every morning or anything.
Exactly, but yeah, it's definitely nice not thinking about having to take a punch again for the rest of my life. You know, things that are beating my body into submission, because these training camps are very, very tough, and that's what you are doing. You're basically beating yourself beating your body into submission every single week, preparing for these battles and these fights, and the fights can be grueling. You've seen it yourself. These fights can be absolutely grueling, and they take their toll. So.
Yeah, and I saw you saying in a previous interview that sparring was your favourite exercise.
Yeah.
But you're not going to miss it either.
Yeah. I mean, there's going to be parts of the journey that I will miss for sure. I mean, even the whole training camp situation, where it's a journey. You're up and down. You're challenging your body. You're challenging it yourself. So I'm glad that I'm able to take that focus and challenge it into some other ventures. But there's definitely some areas that I am going to miss. But I'm definitely not going to miss taking the punches.
Yeah, and I see on your Instagram, you know, there's a lot of as you'd expect, shots of you walking out to the crowd, you know, with the tricolour on your back and the music. You'll surely miss that, or is that? Does that just send your nerves into the stratosphere? What's it like?
Yeah, I mean, I actually don't like being the centre of attention, believe it or not. So that the
I'm not surprised to hear that from you, because you know, we've always been able to tell you're such a humble person. But that moment going out there, do you try and sort of stay in yourself, or do you tend to enjoy it?
Yeah, I'm obviously trying to enjoy it, but I'm trying to stay composed and just obviously focus on what I have to do in the ring as well. But but the best part for me is getting your hand raised at the end of a fight and being able to relax afterwards with family and your team and the people who support, like, has been there from the start. That's really a special part as well. But also having a chance to represent your country every single time you step into the ring and seeing the tricolours around the stadium, it has been so, so special. This journey has been being absolutely extraordinary, and I'm so grateful for it. So I won't necessarily want to go back into it, but I'll just look back at my career and I'm just looking back with a heart full of gratitude.
Yeah, and pride as well. Yeah. And we're all so proud of you, Katie. Thanks so much for coming in. It's been lovely to see you. I'm going to keep your drink.
Yes,
now.
Absolutely. Thanks for trying it.
Katie is launching Physique this week, and we're so grateful to have you in. Katie,
thank you so much.
The Claire Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.